to do something a little different tonight. Something I've never done before, quite. But I've always wanted to. So I'm going to do it tonight. I want you to take out your Bibles. If you don't have your Bible with you, there's one in the pew. I want you to turn in the Old Testament to the book of Psalms and to Psalm number 119. Psalm number 119. I've always wanted to preach a sermon on Psalm 119, but it's a bit of a problem because it's 176 verses long. So that would, in the ordinary course of things, that would make for a very long sermon. Don't worry, I'm not going to preach a sermon in the typical fashion on Psalm 119. What I am going to do is I'm going to read it. I'm going to read Psalm 119. It's going to take a few minutes to read it. And I'm not going to make any comments as I read. We're just going to read it together. You read along in your Bibles and I'll read. This is a wonderful, beautiful psalm. It's a psalm dedicated to the Word of God and an expression of the psalmist's adoration and respect and love for the Word of God, for God's law. It's very powerful. It's very moving. It's very expressive of some very important thoughts about the attitude that we ought to have toward the law of God. And before I begin reading, I simply want to make three points very quickly. Number one, I want you to notice how for the psalmist that it's a very personal thing. He's not talking about how we should think about the law or how you should think about the law. He's talking about how he feels about the law. And it's very passionate. He's expressing his attachment, his love for the law of God. And by way of extension, that's how we should feel about it. We should feel about the law of God, his ordinances, his commands, as the psalmist does. And so as we read through this, ask yourself the question, is this how I feel? And if not, why not? Why shouldn't I feel this way? And this should give me some guidance about how I should feel about the law of God. Secondly, I want you to notice how the psalmist feels a real connection to God through the law. That the psalmist, he sees the ordinances and commands of God as an extension of God himself. He feels close to God through God's law. And that's very important because you hear a lot of people today in the religious world almost express a disdain for the law of God, as if they want to get around the law of God and approach God more directly and have some connection with God through the Spirit or something that the Word of God cannot give them. And the psalmist doesn't feel that way. He doesn't see it that way at all. He sees the words of God as being God, as being God expressing himself. And he loves that. He loves how close he feels to God because of God's commandments and ordinances. I want you to notice that as we read through it. And finally, the third point, I want you to notice how comforted and strengthened and encouraged the psalmist feels because of his reflection upon, his consideration of, and his reading of God's law. That every day in his walks of life and the way he lives his life and the troubles that he gets himself into, he feels that the law of God, the ordinance of God, give him peace, give him strength, give him comfort. So I want you to notice those three things as we read through Psalm 119. Now, keep in mind, Psalm 119 is 176 verses, and as you probably know, it's an acrostic psalm, and that means each series of eight verses begins with a new letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, it's not obvious in English, as it would be in Hebrew. But this is, it goes through all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and for each letter, it has eight verses, and each line, each verse, begins with that letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And think about what that's saying. That's saying that the words of God, the words of God, as they're spelled out in letters, that they're meaningful, that they're powerful, that they are, in fact, beautiful. So it's a sort of celebration of the Word of God. Let's read, beginning in Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in His ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame. When I consider all your commands, I will praise you with an upright heart. As I learn your righteous laws, I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Do good to your servant, and I will live. I will obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your commands. Remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I recounted my ways and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set me my heart free. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law. Forever and ever, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame. For I delight in your commands because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and meditate on your decrees. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort and my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you and to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May my heart be blameless toward your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to your law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wipe me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statutes of your mouth. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. I hate double-minded men, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Let not the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail, looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken. Because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. Your statutes are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Righteous are you, O Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding that I may live. I call with all my heart. Answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. Look upon my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Preserve my life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion is great, O Lord. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your love. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise, like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. May my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. It's a beautiful passage. And you see what I was talking about. Number one, it's personal for him. It's not some kind of hypothetical or general concept. It's close to his heart. Secondly, he feels a deep and abiding connection to his God through God's word. And thirdly, it gives him comfort. It gives him joy. It gives him peace. It gives him strength in the midst of all his troubles. So I want you to think about that. Maybe read through that psalm again on your own. Do some of that night meditation that he talks about. And think about your own reading of the Word of God and your own meditation on the Word of God in the coming year. And ask yourself, do I have the kind of passion and connection with God's Word that he has? Consider also the fact that his understanding, his access to the law of God would have been the Old Testament and more than anything else, the law of Moses. Think how much more we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about how much more beautiful and wonderful promises and wonderful teaching that we have in the New Testament. And how much more we should feel even than he, a connection to God through those words. Well, that's my message tonight. And I hope it's something that you can chew on and think about and give you some direction in your own personal Bible study. If there's anyone here tonight that wants to build a relationship with God based on God's word says, believe in my son Jesus. Repent of your sin. And be baptized. Wash your sins away. And begin a life of service to God based upon his commands. If you want to do that tonight, come forward and say you will. Stand and sing.
Redemption, wonderful theme, glorious theme. Shout the glad message and join in the throng, singing redemption song. Sing the sweet story, redemption, sweet song. Over and over, the chorus join with the angels up there, singing redemption song. Sing the sweet story, redemption, sweet song. Over and over, the chorus prolong. Shout the glad message and join with the throng. Ever we'll sing praise to the King, singing redemption song.
Please be seated. Prior to offering the Lord's Supper this evening, we'll sing song number 180. Song 180, Wonderful Story of Love.
Wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it, shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love.
Here tonight, I'd like to take the communion. Let us pray while Jason leads us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the sacrifice of your Son who died on our behalf. We thank you for the word you have given us that teaches us about him. And we pray that you would help us to cling to his sacrifice and not to take it for granted. We pray that you would be with those partaking of this representation of his body and help them to do so in a well-pleasing manner. In his name we pray.
inclined to take of this communion at this time and realize how important sacrifice that was, the love you have for us. We're so grateful, and we always show our love for you by how we obey your commandments. Just carry us through your Son's name. Let us pray again, Lord Jesus.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you as well for all of the innumerable material blessings you have given us. We recognize that our very existence is from you, and all that we have is a gift. We pray that you would help us to use these things to your service. Pray as well that you'd be with those who are giving back a small portion to you at this time. Help them do so cheerfully. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hope the rest of your week is as blessed as today, and that you go with God's peace. Before we do leave, please turn to song number 94, Savior Breathe, an Evening Blessing. After we sing this song, then we'll ask you to stand for the closing prayer. We will sing the first, third, and fourth verse.
Savior, breathe an evening blessing, every post our spirit seal. Sin and want we come confessing, thou canst save and thou canst heal. Night o'ertake us and our couch become our tomb. May the morn in heaven awake us clad in bright and deathless bloom.
It's been a while since I've sung that. We stand for a closing prayer.
Pray with me, please. Our Father in heaven, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginner and the maker of all things, in whom we live, we move, we have our very existence. He in whom